The University of Vermont Center on Disability and Community Inclusion presents Recommended Research. This is our series that presents research we feel is important to disability studies. Recommended research summaries are written in plain language for researchers, healthcare practitioners, educators, families, and people with disabilities. Today, we're summarizing Michael T. Tomczak and Paul Ziemanski's 2023 article on Autistic Employees Technology-Based Workplace Accommodation Preferences Survey. This is preliminary findings that they published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health, and you can find the exact citation to get a copy of the original study by going to the UVM CDCI research website at go.uvm.edu/CDCI research. Today, we're summarizing a survey of autistic employees' preferences for workplace accommodations in Poland. This is being summarized by Audrey Homan. Abstract. Background and aims. This study aimed to learn about what autistic employees in Poland prefer for workplace accommodations. The accommodations that autistics were asked to review helped with four areas. 1. Communicating effectively. 2. Effective time management. 3. Stress management and emotion control. And 4. Sensory overload. Most of the accommodations were technology tools. The study concluded that autistic employees preferred accommodations that limited overstimulation most of all. They also preferred accommodations that provided a flexible work schedule, gave them access to a job coach, and made it possible to talk with non-autistic coworkers electronically rather than face-to-face. Researchers in Poland read other research studies and decided to survey autistics to get their opinions on how, in the workplace, technology can help with communicating effectively, time management, stress management and emotional control, and sensory overload. The researchers advertised on autism-focused websites and discussion forums for autistics to participate in their study. The autistics who responded then took a survey that asked them to rate accommodations that made it easier for them to do their jobs. The survey asked autistics to rate specific types of accommodations on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 was very bad and 5 was very good. Most of the accommodations they rated were provided by technology. 113 women and 27 men took the survey. All of them were adults on the autism spectrum. 85% of them were employed when they took the survey. 65% of them had some college education, and most of them had been working for more than 5 years. Findings. Here are the accommodations that received the highest ratings in the survey. When the workplace challenge was effective communication, the highest rated accommodations were email, chat software, and online communications. When the workplace challenge was time management, the highest rated accommodations were flexible schedules, remote work, task management tools, and access to a job coach. When the workplace challenge was stress management, the highest rated accommodations were stress level measurement, customized office environment based on individual preference. When the workplace challenge was sensory overload, the highest rated accommodation was customizing office space based on individual preference. This survey also found that people with autism who were in their first 5 years of work preferred task management apps more than autistics who had been at work longer. Autistic employees with less education preferred task management apps more than autistic employees with more education. Overall, employees with autism gave the highest scores to accommodations that help limit sensory overload. Limitations of the study. The study only took place in one country. That country was Poland. Autistics chose to participate in the study after seeing it advertised online. This means that the sample was not random. Many more women than men or non-binary autistic people took part in this study. This means that the study wasn't balanced in terms of gender. Offering technology solutions for accommodations can bring with it the danger of quote-unquote techno-stress. Other research shows that a group of autistics preferring one kind of thing over another cannot be applied to every autistic. Real-world implications. This research study indicates that autistic employees in Poland preferred a number of workplace accommodations, many of which are technology tools. These findings could help convince employers all over the world to offer workplace accommodations to employees with autism. If employers need ideas on what accommodations to offer, this data shows some popular accommodations. But regardless of what this study found out about autistic employees as a group, this data can never replace the value of asking individual autistic people about their own preferences for workplace accommodations.